And here's where you run into danger of starting moving toward hyper-Calvinism. When you look at someone like that and say, well, if you won't even listen to what the Bible says about this, you probably aren't saved anyways. Be careful. Be careful. Because every hyper-Calvinist I've ever met was willing to basically say, I really wasn't saved until I came to understand the 5 points. And that's scary, because I know I was saved before I came to understand the 5 points. Now I remember working through the issue of the atonement. And then to come to recognize the beauty of what the Bible was actually teaching about the atonement and about God's sovereignty and man's need and all, that was an extremely important thing, but you have to be very, very careful. That's not what gets you saved. And for a lot of people, they go, well, don't you believe that Reformed theology is the gospel? Well, yes, I do. I believe it is an accurate biblical understanding of what the gospel is. Well, then you need to have all of it. If there's anybody in here who thinks you've got it all exactly perfectly right, we need to talk after I get done. Well, actually, nobody else in here should be talking but you anyways. Because I don't have it all right. I'm not a perfect theologian. I'm going to get to heaven someday, and I'm going to go, oh, wow, okay. And if there's anybody in here who thinks you've got it all figured out, there are no blank spaces, no inconsistencies, you've got it all figured out, let me tell you right now, you haven't even started your journey yet, if that's what you really think about yourself. And so the thing that I have identified as the mark of hyper-Calvinism is theological perfectionism. The idea that, well, I listened to that James White guy, okay? And he said on the dividing line that Roman Catholics believe X, Y, and Z. And because what they believe about the Mass and about justification and about how forgiveness is grace, so on and so forth, then the result is that's a false gospel. Therefore, if this church over here doesn't understand what I understand about limited atonement, particular redemption, and the consistency of these things, therefore that must mean they have a false gospel too. I've seen many a person walk that road. Many a person walked that road. And the idea is, if you draw any line, then you have to draw the line so close that honestly, the hyper-Calvinist ends up being the poor guy who's standing on one foot to stay inside the circle that he's drawn of true believers. Because if he puts the other foot down, that's too big, that's too wide. And you end up drawing the circle tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter until you literally have to stand on one foot to stay in the circle so you yourself can stay saved. And they become loners. They're not people that are big on the fellowship of believers because nobody else is really quite as perfect as they are in their understanding of these things. And that becomes a very, very lonely, lonely world. And you'll run into those folks. Again, in that big place called the internet. You're probably not going to find them in real life because they don't want to actually have interaction with other human beings very much. But that's what ends up happening.